Hello there, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 22nd day of January. I hope you're having an amazing day. This is Reader Month, and so I'm going to read a letter from Anne, and hopefully I can pronounce her name correctly. My name is Anna Swishi Nyanjawa, and I have been listening to your show from South Africa. Your Pray Every Day podcast has been a godsend, and every time I listen to it, my heart is so thankful for you and the work you have taken on to reach the world. I can only pray that the good Lord that we serve continues to bless and enrich you. Yours in faith, Anne. Anne, thank you so much, and please forgive me if I said your name wrong, but I am so grateful, and I have actually been to South Africa twice, and I love it, and I just found out recently that I think I'm going back in 2020, so if you're listening, Anne, I would love to meet you in person. Wouldn't that be amazing? So today we are in Micah chapter 5, and we're finishing up the chapter, verses 7 through 15 in the NLT, New Living Translation. This is what it says. Then the remnant left in Israel will take their place among the nations. They will be like dew sent by the Lord, or like rain falling on the grass, which no one can hold back and no one can restrain. The remnant left in Israel will take their place among the nations. They will be like a lion among the animals of the forest, like a young, strong lion among flocks of sheep and goats, pouncing and tearing as they go, with no rescuer in sight. The people of Israel will stand up to their foes, and all their enemies will be wiped out. In that day, says the Lord, I will slaughter your horses and destroy your chariots. I will tear down your walls and demolish your defenses. I will put an end to all witchcraft, and there will be no more fortune tellers. I will destroy all your idols and sacred pillars, so you will never again worship the work of your own hands. I will abolish your idol shrines with their Asherah poles and destroy your pagan cities. I will pour out my vengeance on all the nations that refuse to obey me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for who you are. And Lord, I don't always understand, my mind is too small to understand your sovereignty, your power, your omnipotence, that all-powerfulness, the omniscience, the all-knowingness. You are far above what I can comprehend. I feel like my mind is just like this little tiny pea, and you are this vast universe that I cannot search the depths of. And so I don't understand your ways. But Lord, I pray that you would help me to understand your ways. And I pray for those listening today that they would understand your ways a little bit more than what they did before when they started listening to this podcast. Lord, help us to look at you as high, lofty, powerful, amazing, and amazing not in just the cliche way of saying amazing, but one who amazes. And as I look to the New Testament and I see Jesus living in and through and around people who are broken and how he interacted, it's just so beautiful to think about. And you did so many cool things, Jesus, on this earth, and so many miracles, and you were able to calm the seas, and you were able to heal the leper, and you were you were able to heal the leper, and you raised Lazarus from the dead. You conquered death yourself by resurrecting yourself, which obviously no one could ever do. This is the God we serve, and so help us to elevate you to that place of worship. And as we worship you in our churches, may we understand just how high and lofty you are. Your ways are higher than our ways, your thoughts greater than our thoughts. And so we just choose today to honor you, to worship you, to say, you know, we don't understand everything about you, but we do love you, and we're so grateful for what you've done for us. Lord, may it be that we can be like a remnant left in Israel, the people that are formed for you. We want to be your people. We want to be lights on this earth, beckoning others to know who you are. Show us who to love today, Lord. Show us who needs to be encouraged. Show us who needs to be prayed for. Help us to be inconvenienced by people because they so much matter to you. Lord, help us to hear the Holy Spirit that says, go here, go there, say that, do this. We want to be obedient to your Spirit doing amazing things through us, and you will get the glory for all of it, Lord, because you're so good. Thank you for your love for us. I can't thank you enough. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You can support at the $1, $10, $25, and $100 level. This will help the podcast get into the hands of more folks and also pays for the engineering. So thanks in advance for doing that. And thank you to all of you who are patrons. Thank you. You are helping keep this podcast going, and it's a deep encouragement to me. So thank you.